In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Happy Feast. There are many things that can be said about this extraordinary man and glorious saint of the Church, Saint Nicholas. But I want to focus on three particular things that we can say about him. Three of the many virtues that he embodies. The first of these is humility. Saint Nicholas didn't run to be bishop. He didn't campaign to be bishop. He didn't put up posters and pass out buttons, "Vote for me." He didn't try. He didn't want that. In fact, he went on pilgrimage to the Holy Land after he had been ordained to the priesthood, and he fell in love with the Holy Land and the monasteries there, and he decided he wanted to spend the rest of his life as a monk, hidden away, out of the eyes of the world, not in the limelight. That's what he wanted. But God had other plans. And we thank God that God had other plans for Saint Nicholas. But his desire was simply to live as a faithful Christian, to pray to God, for his heart to grow in love for God, and he wanted to do it quietly. He was unassuming. But his conscience wouldn't leave him alone. The Lord made sure that he didn't stay where he was, but that he came back to Asia Minor. And he ended up, of course, in Myra of Lycia. And in the city of Myra, there had been a bishop who reposed. He fell asleep. And so then there was a council of bishops, all the local bishops from that region, who gathered together to decide who would be the next bishop. And they were having trouble coming up with a candidate. But one of the bishops, a very holy man, had an angel appear to him at night and reveal that he was to come to the church early in the morning, and the first man who would show up there, his name would be Nicholas, and he was the new bishop of Myra. So this holy bishop, of course, listened to the angel, and he told the other bishops that he had received this revelation, and they said, "Okay, it can't hurt to try. Let's see what happens. Maybe it's from God." And so he went, as he always did, to the church early in the morning, and this man showed up. And he didn't even mention that he was a priest. But when the bishop asked him, "What's your name?" he said, "My name is Nicholas." He said, "You're our next bishop." He wasn't expecting that. Totally unassuming. He was a man of humility. And this is characteristic of his whole life. But this one incident just shows the fact that it wasn't that he was seeking for glory or honors or anything like that, but simply that he wanted to live a quiet life in simplicity, but that God chose him to make him great. And of course, God has made him one of the greatest and most famous saints that there is. The second of the virtues that I'd like to focus on is that of mercy. Now, we all know the story of Saint Nicholas and the three girls who didn't have any money for a dowry, and their distraught father didn't know what to do. He even considered selling them into prostitution. He felt like he had no choice. They had to somehow feed themselves, make a living, and he had no money for them to get married or to support them. So he was in these tragic circumstances, and Saint Nicholas found out about it, and he showed great generosity and mercy. Without stint, he took what he had, his wealth, whatever he had left from what he had received from his parents, and that was great wealth, in fact, that he inherited, and he gave it all away. But these girls, these three girls in need, were among the recipients of that great wealth. And as we know, he came at night, he snuck in, had a bag full of gold coins, tossed it in through the window, and it landed in the shoe. Landed in the shoe of the first girl, and then again with the second, and again with the third. So he showed mercy on this family. He showed God's mercy. God's mercy was revealed through Saint Nicholas, but it was because he had a merciful heart, and so he was open to showing God's mercy. So he gave away all of the wealth that he had inherited, and he's also merciful to everybody who he encounters, but I think this is especially significant. Kids, St. Nicholas is merciful to his parents. Do you know how he's merciful to his parents? Because he made a promise that we should pay attention to. He made a promise that whoever prays for his father Theophanes and his mother Nona, he will always pray for them. Pay attention. Whoever prays for Theophanes and Nona, St. Nicholas's parents, he says he'll always pray for them. So he remembered, he joined his love for his parents to his love for all of us. You see? So that we benefit and his parents benefit eternally. And that we have hope that we will one day, if only we can soften our hearts and receive the fullness of the grace of God, we will one day enter into the kingdom of heaven and there be reunited with St. Nicholas and with his parents, Theophanes and Nona. So St. Nicholas mercifully thinks of everyone else before himself, his parents, all of the people he encountered during his lifetime, and all of us as well. Finally, the third virtue of St. Nicholas that I want to mention is his boldness. Can anybody think of an example when he was bold? How about with Arius at the first ecumenical council? Arius had a problem, didn't he? He was a heretic. Heretic is somebody who knows better and receives correction and refuses to be corrected. That's what Arius was. And after they tried everything, arguing, trying to convince him and all of that, he still insisted on his way. And so St. Nicholas realized that this was dangerous, that Arius was going to lead the children of the church astray. And thinking of the children of the church, he couldn't stand it. Do you understand? This came from his great love for the people of the church, for the children, that they would be protected from the harm that Arius was bringing. And so what did he do? He punched him in the face. Some people say he slapped. Either way, he let Arius have it. He wasn't afraid even of the repercussions. I think he was fully aware of what this could mean. And in fact, the bishops were there, and many of the clergy were scandalized by this. Bishops can't behave like that. You know, clergy can't behave like that. They can't go around punching people. So they took away his vestments. They said he couldn't serve. They suspended him. But then, of course, the Lord and the Mother of God appeared in a dream to the bishop, to the patriarch, and said, "This was pleasing to us because he's doing it out of his great love for the church and for the children of the church." So this was an example of Arius, of St. Nicholas's boldness in the face of the heresy of Arius. And another example that I love is one that has to do with an unjust treatment of three men who are accused of committing a crime, but indeed had not committed that crime. But it was a capital offense. And in fact, what happened was that the local governor, the magistrate, had been bribed to convict these men. He had been bribed. He had taken the bribe. He was corrupted. And he said, okay, they're guilty, and they will be executed. So St. Nicholas found out about this, and he came boldly and opposed the governor and told him to his face, "You've taken a bribe. You are corrupt. You must repent." And then he went and he stopped the executioner from completing the sentence. And not only did he save that man, or the three men, in fact, not only did he save those three men from death, but he also led that magistrate to repent. He brought him to repentance, all because of his great boldness. Boldness is not, in fact, opposed to humility and mercy. And this is an important lesson for us. Then, in fact, it's the pure-hearted, it's the humble, the God-loving person, the merciful person, who is not full of himself and full of passions, and who can be bold in a pure way, with real love for God, with real love for other people, in a way that brings about the conversion of others, like St. Nicholas. Thus, St. Nicholas embodies all three of these virtues and many more. And through his prayers, may we also embody them by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, through the love of God the Father, and in the communion of the Holy Spirit. Amen.